Time Machines, Literature in the Augustan Age, Augustan Prose. The most important literary event of the 18th century is undoubtedly the rise of the novel. However, during the 18th century, prose writing also flourished in other forms, in pamphleteering, journalism and essays. These were linked to the creation of new social spaces for public debate, such as literary clubs and coffee houses. In the field of criticism, the most influential and fascinating figure of the period is Samuel Johnson. As well as critic, Johnson was also a poet and a lexicographer. As a critic, Johnson is best known for his preface to his edition of Shakespeare and for The Lives of the Poets, a collection of critical and biographical essays about writers from Chaucer onwards. In terms of lexicography, Johnson's A Dictionary of the English Language, 1755, is the first great work of its kind in English and was considered authoritative for about 100 years. Working with his assistants, Johnson wrote the definitions of more than 40,000 words and illustrated them with about 114,000 quotations taken from every field of learning and literature. Augustan poetry. Poetry in the Augustan age was of secondary importance and continued the restoration trend for satire and mock heroic poems. Mock heroic poems were a kind of satire in which an ordinary or foolish character or behavior is ridiculed by using heroic terms and giving them a heroic dimension. The greatest writer of mock heroic poems of the Augustan age was Alexander Pope. One of Pope's finest works is The Rape of the Lock, inspired by a ridiculous incident which caused tension between two aristocratic families that Pope knew. Lord Peter had cut off a lock, piece of hair, of Miss Arabella Fermor, and she took it as an unbearable insult. Pope wrote The Rape of the Lock to end this dispute and to show how ridiculous it was. Augustan drama. After a successful period during the Restoration, dramatic production was partly inhibited by the Theatres Licensing Act, introduced in 1737 by Robert Walpole. It censored plays to prevent satirical attacks on the government and restricted the theatres in London to three: the Haymarket, Opera House, Drury Lane and Covent Garden. The Licensing Act was modified in 1834, but it was not until 1968 that it was abolished completely. It even affected the staging of Shakespeare's plays, which were cut to suit contemporary morals. One of the most important plays of the period is John Gay's The Beggar Opera.